You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, let me ask all of you a question. Do you observe pagan holidays or do you observe God's holy days? Because, see, the pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, all of that nonsense, points to Satan. God's holy days, 100%, point to Jesus. It's all about him. And it's a shame that Satan has deceived most Christians. They don't know anything about him. They just say, oh, those are all Jewish holidays. No, they are God's holy days. Next on the list, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. Kippur, Yom is day, and Kippur means covering. It's the day, pictures the day that all of our sins for everything are forgiven. And that is all about Jesus, folks. In Leviticus 23:26, it says, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, also, the 10th day of the 7th month shall be the Day of Atonement. It shall be a holy convocation for you. You shall afflict your souls and offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. Now, I want to point something out. The 10th day of the 7th month, folks, that's not July 10th. That's God's calendar. So that's the very end of September, beginning of October. And that's the day that we're talking about today. It's a holy convocation for us. We shall afflict your souls, our souls. So what does that mean? And the offering made by fire to the Lord, in other words, it calls for a sacrifice. Ah, point to Jesus for that. See, after Jesus returns to the earth, he will have an angel put Satan into the bottomless pit on this day, on the Day of Atonement. Revelation 20 verse 1 says that I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal on him, so that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while. Now you realize when Jesus returns, on the 10th day of that month, Satan is thrown into the bottomless pit. He's thrown in there for 1,000 years. It says in verse 2, and bound him for 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit. Shut him up, set a seal on him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years were finished. Folks, that means after the 1,000 years are over, Satan is going to be let loose. He's going to deceive the nations. You know, you've been lied to all your Christian life. You've been told when Jesus returns, you're either going to heaven or you're going to hell. Well, that's not the truth. And it's all said and done, cut and dried. So then why is Satan let loose for 1,000 years, after 1,000 years, to deceive the nations? I thought it was all over with. I thought everybody was up in heaven. See, you have been lied to so bad. It's so big. Where do we start? Well, I tell you where you start. You come to the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, on Central Avenue Pike, by the merchants in Central Avenue Pike, and that is where you learn.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.